gracious dealing. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all that thou doest. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 18. An Israelitish master was to give his bondservant liberty in due time. And when he left his service, he was to start him in life with a liberal portion. This was to be done heartily and cheerfully. And then the Lord promised to bless this generous act. The spirit of this precept, and indeed the whole law of Christ, binds us to treat people well. We ought to remember how the Lord has dealt with us, and that this renders it absolutely needful that we should deal graciously with others. It becomes those to be generous who are the children of a gracious God. How can we expect our great master to bless us in our business if we oppress those who serve us? What a benediction is here set before the liberal mind. To be blessed in all that we do is to be blessed indeed. The Lord will send us this partly in prosperity, partly in content of mind, and partly in a sense of His favor, which is the best of all blessings. He can make us feel that we are under His special care and are surrounded by His peculiar love. This makes this earthly life a joyous prelude to the life to come. God's blessing is more than a fortune. It maketh rich and addeth no sorrow therewith.